Hey, what's up? This is Amaya 4000, and you're listening to another episode of Pound Bag Radio, the radio show for people who want to learn shit but not reading stuff. Recording from the greater Pacific Northwest area, that includes like the Portland / Washington, Oregon area. We're expanding the region because somehow we've been getting ranked out of the top. Then we got up into the top 30 for Seattle's Best Podcast. We relaunched this in like, I think, a couple months. So we're getting a good amount of downloads and plays per episode. Thank you guys for downloading, sharing, liking, listening, telling other people about the radio show relaunch. Again, thank you for tuning in. We are the relaunch of a radio show called Dirtbag Radio, but we are now in a legal cannabis state working in the cannabis industry. The premise of the show is to try out one strain of cannabis to get its full effect and then talk to you for about like an hour just to document the effects. It's like a scientific study, and you are partaking by being a witness to this radio show. Today's episode is brought to you by the strain Chem 91 by Funk Extracts. Make sure to check them out at www.funkextracts.com. Follow them on Instagram. It's at funk.extracts. Just make sure to subscribe to all the podcast feeds, wherever you get your podcasts from. Check out our merch store at amayaproductions.threadless.com. Make sure to follow us wherever you can, Amaya4000, at Amaya4000, at Third Eye Tribe Apparel, at Portland Protainment, at Bound Bag Radio. Follow our stuff. Thanks for tuning in. All right, so in this part right now, let me go get fucked up, man. It's Chem 91. I haven't done a show in a couple weeks. I'm supposed to be doing homework right now, but I'm like, nah, let me record a show real quick so I can upload it and then keep doing my homework. All right, so let's do that real quick. I'm going to go get fucked up. Be right back. All right, and we're back again. We just tried Chem 91 from Funk Extracts. I can kind of tell it's a little bit sativa leaning, because I don't feel scared. It's a little calmer. I don't feel that high either. But a lot of these strains have like very specific effects. So I have been noticing that I did procrastinate a little bit to come back into the mic. I was like, okay, what am I going to talk about? Even though I know what I'm going to talk about. It was just like committing to doing the action was kind of like a deal. And then I'm feeling that mentally, creatively, if you need to do something where you're like, yo, I have a mental mind block, creative block, or something like that. If you're like a writer, or you're writing an essay or something like that, I would recommend this one. It seems to make your mind jump from one topic to another pretty easily. I don't know if productivity wise, I do feel myself jumping from one thing to another to another. While I was smoking, I forgot that I had like an exterminator coming through the house. So I took a couple dabs, got pretty ripped. And then my doorbell starts going off. I'm like, what? And that guy had to come through and like spray everything down for spiders. Because that's the thing up here in Washington, that there's different insects, different climates and crap like that. So it's weird. So this is Chem 91. I do feel a little bit of nervousness. Also subconsciously, I think my brother told me one of the last episodes that, hey, you say a lot. And I countered with, fuck yeah, man. I'm struggling to put sentences together. I am really tore up. Like, I'm not sure if I explain. I hope you guys aren't thinking like, oh, this guy did one dab and came to the microphone, you know? No. I did drug addict amounts of dabs. Usually, like, they'll give you a sample, right? And you kind of have the sample. You take, like, one dab. No, I smoked for the past, I think it's been an hour. I got interrupted, you know, so I have to get back into it. But I've been smoking for an hour nonstop, just taking dabs. And if you don't know what dabs are, D-A-B-S, you can like YouTube it. You have technology in your hands. Apparently, I've been looking at the stats for the show. And like a lot of people listen to the show through their phones, which is cool. Technology's up there. I like it. Whenever we started podcasting, I'm old school podcasting, dude. I'm not trying to brag, but I've been podcasting since fucking 2006 with the Men's View. And we got to like top 10 on iTunes, like out of all the podcasts, all of them. Well, granted, no one knew what the fuck a podcast was or how to record yourself, much less the internet was kind of like, what, a website, you know? But we had some big numbers back then. And then we started doing stuff with Dirtbag Radio, you know? Ooh, I'm feeling the first little memory loss going here with topic-wise. From the strain Chem 91. Okay, again, the premise of the show is we're going to smoke a strain and kind of record the effects of what's going on. So that way you guys can know what to expect out of these strains without actually having to smoke it. Or maybe you're smoking it right now and stuff like that. You know, some of the previous strains, we've noticed that kind of forget what's going on. So I know some of these, dude, these strains up here, and I live in the Portland, Oregon, greater area. Sorry, my mind was like greater, you know, but yeah, it's nice. I like it. It's better than where I came from, you know, so. Anyways, the Portland, Oregon, greater metropolitan area. We're talking about geographic wise, not your feelings of the city. All right, so what was the fucking point of the Portland shit? God damn it, dude. All right, so I had a point to this. So I now had to stop the fucking show and check it back. Chem 91 is going to make you forget what the fuck you were talking about. So, all right, give me 1 second. Jesus Christ, dude. I had to listen back to the audio and kind of this strain, dude, Chem 91. Could it be that, like, I'm not trying to dog the president here, you know, especially since, you know, I'm government funded now while I'm going to school. So I love the president, but the, you know, Washington, D.C., cannabis is legal there. I don't know if you guys know that or not. Cannabis is legal there. Could it be that Joe Biden's taking dabs and just be like, yeah, I got this. I'll address it. Because I felt a little Joe Biden-ish. Like I knew what I wanted to say. Right? Like I had points, but I felt like I was saying sentences, but like I wasn't forming the paragraph. You know, what I was trying to say was that I'm trying to commit to this show. Okay. The premise is I smoke one strain, and I don't think like smoking one strain should be like, oh, let me smoke one joint and see how I feel. Like, no, you know, everyone's getting fucked up on these podcasts, you know. Everyone's drinking alcohol, which I'll tell you guys straight up, I don't drink alcohol. I don't smoke. I used to. I don't really care if anybody does. So please don't think of me like one of these fucking Portlanders. This fucking douche here doesn't, another fucking liberal, doesn't drink alcohol and fucking doesn't smoke tobacco. Is he American? You know, please don't think of that of me, you know. I just got tired of it, dude. I was a club promoter. I drank every fucking day to the point where I got shit faced for like 5 or 6 years straight. Like for a period of time, all I did was club. I only worked Saturdays, 10 to 2 in the morning, 10 p.m. to 2, because that's when the club was open. The rest of the time was like hanging out with people, getting everybody pumped. This fucking Saturday, bro. Party's going down this fucking Saturday. And everyone would get pumped, or you would get somebody that had a birthday and be like, fucking Fidel's birthday is Saturday. You better show up. And it's just me trying to get people out of the club to spend the money because I was getting a cut of it, you know. So I literally got paid to party. I was that douche back in Houston back in the day. you know, so I have a little bit of experience. So what I'm trying to get at is, I've noticed that, I mean, I just got tired of alcohol, dude. Like, I got drunk every fucking day. I mean, yeah, it sucked. And then it got to a point where I'm like, I would spend like $100 at the club and I wouldn't at all on alcohol, like on myself. And I wasn't drunk. I'm like, yo, I'd spend $100 and I'm sober. Like, it would take a lot of alcohol for me to get drunk. And I was like, yo, this sucks. And someone's like, you want to smoke this? Like, yeah, I'm down. And I find that $20 will last me the whole week. It was cannabis. And in this economy, it's kind of smart, bro, to be honest with you, you know? So what I'm trying to get at is that I'm trying to commit to this show and get fucking shit blasted on all these strains. But just one strain, though, that we were capturing the essence of this one strain as opposed to mixing it up. Like, when I wake up, most of these shows, I wake up or I stay sober and I know, like, I'm gonna record today, so I can't smoke until I start recording, because that's I don't want to taint it. Sounds so fucking stupid. Someone that doesn't know what the fuck a strain is, it's like saying, yo, I'm gonna try Dr. Pepper vanilla, and then tomorrow I'll try Dr. Pepper orange. We're going to talk about it, right? So that's what the fuck I'm doing, dude. But there's different types of cannabis. It's not the same. Even if you're like, there's like different names for each one. They all fucking have like different structures and hairs and colors and smells. It's crazy, dude. It's not like back in the day. It's all these fucking crazy names. I'm so fucking old, dude. I reference Pineapple Express a lot. I don't know if you guys know that movie, Pineapple Express. And they talk about, like, it was a movie based on, it was like a stoner movie based on drug dealing, a strain called Pineapple Express. That strain has come through the shop. And, you know, I'm 90s kid, you know, or 80s baby. Before the internet, what we did was we referenced movies, you know, so that's what we did when that shit came out. Dope is dope. And that's how I try to sell Pineapple Express, the strain, when it comes in the shop. I'm like, yo, this is hands down, dope is dope, hands down dope, you know, whatever the fuck I'm quoting verbatim, you know. Yeah, we got it from this guy named Red. I think, he got it from his guy's name's Ted. He's like in a territorial fight with the Asians or something. I'm not really sure. I can't really get into it, actually. And they're just kind of like, what, you know? And nobody gets it, dude. It fucking sucks. I'm giving gold out here in Portland, but no one's hip to, like, culture, pop culture, I guess. I don't know. I mean, I'm very, even though I'm like 39, I'm very sucked into reality TV, right? What the fuck's the point of that? Okay, never mind. Look, we gotta get on with this fucking show. Stop trying to distract me, okay? We're talking about Chem91 and how it makes you jump from one side to another on your fucking topic. I know I'm saying sentences. I know I have a fucking point. But, like, other sentences just keep coming out, you know? So it's like, hey, let's talk about Chem91. I like my dog from when I was a kid, and I wasn't that good at basketball. Like, dude, shut the fuck up. You're like, you're saying complete sentences, maybe two. That's what I feel that's going on with this Chem91. It makes you feel like you're not high. Interesting. Because I don't feel scared like the other ones. This is more mentally stimulating, though, for sure. Like, I'm going from one topic to another. All right, let's try this one more fucking time. I'm trying to get blitzed on each strain. That's what you can fucking obviously tell right now what the side effects are. Not side effects, but just the effects of Chem91. So now we start analyzing it. Okay, would I do Chem91? Go to a doctor's appointment? Probably not. Could I do Chem91, get a haircut? Yeah. Fuck yeah. What do you want a haircut from? Give me a bald fade. Point of the fucking picture. That's what the fuck you do. All right. There's the barbers put pictures up. You point to him. You make me look like that. And you don't look like that. You know, we look ugly as shit. There's a fucking model. But we point to it. So then we feel like that's what they're doing. And they're like, yeah, here you go. $30. When the fuck did haircuts get to like $30, $40? It's crazy. Inflation. Dude, a McDonald's meal is like $12 right now. What is happening? Anyways, Kev 91. It's going to make you jump from topics. Your brain is just going to start splurting out sentences. I feel like I've told you guys this before. I don't know if you guys have like this alter ego when you get fucked up. I do. My name's Amai 4000. I guess I'm here. And then the guy that pays for everything, his name's German Amaya or some shit. We don't know exactly how he pronounces his first name. Nobody knows. He doesn't give a shit. So in Atlanta, they call him Jermaine. True story. So this is Amai 4000. I'm going to declare it. Fuck it. I'm here. I'm fucked up. Might as well, because I'm telling you, dude. Everyone's talking shit about Joe Biden. Dude, if I was president, I was old as shit. How old is he? I'd be high. That's probably why. I'd be doing drugs. I'm the fucking guy. What are they going to do, drug test me? Would they ever do that? Oh, no, Trump doesn't pass a drug test. So, hey, what if they did do that? That's like a way to fight. Nah, they won't. You're not going to drug test the president. And maybe that's what's going on. Maybe we're here giving him a hard time. Like, oh, his fucking cognition and this and that. Have we considered the fact that he might be high? I know some Republicans have like accused him of it. Someone's smoking the devil's lettuce. And devil's lettuce is actually like a brand here in Portland. So. You actually gave them business. So good job. What's that noise? Oh, I have my computer here. I'm so fucking old, dude. Here's the thing, man. I think I'm a good middleman for like, everyone seems like they're fighting right now, right? And it's like very divided and shit. Like people in college feel a certain way against older people, and older people are like, people in college are fucking stupid. Which I'm old and in college, so like, what side am I on? I'm in college, bro. Like, everybody, what everyone's saying, I'm like, yeah, it makes sense. If that's how you feel, then cool, whatever. I have been high the whole time, so maybe that has a lot to do with my agreeability, but who gives a shit? I'm in Portland. I'm in school. I'm a baby. My mind is molding. At 39 years old, which it is, dude. I'm supposed to be coding right now. So I do have to spend like 4 hours and I have like my screen. Some balls are going back and forth on the screen after 4 hours of coding. Like, yeah, I don't know what I'm doing. Semicolon. The point is, I feel like I would make a good middleman. For everyone's shit talking that's going on here nationwide, you know, because I don't want to pick sides, bro. I don't want to fight. I'm tired. I already did my shit as a veteran. My back hurts. I need to sell art. I'm a fucking artist. You know what I'm saying? You know what I realized? When shit's going down, you know what the fuck everyone's looking at besides food? Art. When the pandemic started, everyone went to Netflix, dude. It opened my eyes. Like, dude, I need to make movies. I need to make television shows. There's like everything I look at to me is like, this could be a TV show. You just start recording everywhere I go. I should start fucking doing that. Just start getting footage. Fucking do it Saturday. Fuck it. Fuck it. We're doing it live. We're doing it live. See, that's the old ass reference right there. If you're old enough, you got it. If not, you're like, hey, this guy's getting kind of crazy on this podcast. Which I'm not. I just quoted somebody. I'm not going to tell you who. You could Google it. Since I know half of you guys are on y'all's phone right now. Dude, I'm addicted to looking at the statistics for the radio show. We get ranked like every day. And like, I think the top most we got is like 23rd, top 23. So, if you guys want to like, share, like, and all that crap like that, you know what I'm saying? That'll really help us out. It'll help my addiction to statistics and numbers. I don't know if that's a thing or not, but I think I have that, dude. My mood depends on the downloads and plays. Like, if the downloads and plays are down one day, I'm like, fuck, am I a failure? What am I doing? And then, like, the next day, they're fucking really high, and I'm like, yeah, this is good, it's going good. So, like, if you want to stop the show and, like, reset the, reload it, and then press play, that'll help. No, Ryan, you don't have to do that. But if you want to download it multiple times and delete it, that's cool. Or just, you just visit the page. It records everything. Like, I know there's a, our top fans are, like, the top downloads and the top plays. They're from Salem, Oregon. Not the witch Oregon, or not the witch Salem. It's another, the capital of Oregon. And then there's some people in Paducah, Kentucky. I don't know if I said that correct or not, but I don't know who the fuck's out there, but thanks for listening, guys. You guys have downloaded the most. It's crazy because there's only 6 episodes and I got like a lot of downloads. I don't know if like a group of you guys found us, but shout out to you guys. I'm addicted to the, looking at these numbers, so I know who the fuck looks at where. That makes sense. See? Joe Biden-ish. Chem91. You'll talk like Joe Biden. That's fucked up. That doesn't mean I'm a Trump supporter. I talk shit about all the presidents, no matter who they are. Okay? I mean, no. I'm for the government. I love all the presidents, no matter who they are. I should edit that out. Nah, we're good, right? Yeah, we're good. We'll see. We'll see what's going on. Anyways, I love the government. It's $5 a gallon. What about 7, bro? You know? Fucking make these corporations their profit. Fuck, dude. You can't even be pro-American at this point. You know? Let's get this gas down. You know what's crazy? In Oregon, you can't pump your own gas. And I didn't know that the first time I came here. And the dude that came and tried to pump my gas after I had started for a while, like he wasn't outside. It's like 40 seconds later, some guy tried to come at me. Almost got punched, bro. I had my credit card under. He like started going to it. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's right. You can't pump your own gas in Oregon. Getting my card back. I thought I was getting robbed. This dude almost got punched. He had a vest on, so at first I thought he was homeless. He was like, yeah, I hope. He was like, no, I don't want any. And he kept walking. I was about to tell him, like, look, man, I don't got any spare change, all right? It was a gas station attendant. That's a job here. Which is cool. Now if you're driving, cause I think everyone's high up here. That's what I consider everybody, you know what I'm saying? Which is fine, dude. Who gives a shit? I've seen people in Texas drink and drive. I used to do it. So I know it's happening. Not, probably not now, but I wasn't the only one. I was a Christian boy. I didn't learn that from my church. I learned that from my friends that were doing things for the flesh. As my uncle would say. Yo, my family, dude, they're like, it's kind of fucked up. In theory, I guess I should be like using these radio skills and my voice to be following in the footsteps of like my uncles and shit and being like, yeah, I also want to be part of Radio Hallelujah in Houston, Texas. Whatever the fuck AM. And, you know, but I'm not. I'm up here like, all right, guys, I'm going to smoke this. I'm going to smoke this and tell you my feelings of my parents. Shit like that. So here's what I'm trying to get at. Okay. I've been, you know, because I'm in college and now I'm old as shit. I went back. Okay. So just so you know, I came from just in case you don't know. Fuck it. We'll just go from the beginning. Hello. My name's Amaya 4000. I come out of this dude named German Amaya. He has all these jobs and shit in different fields and stuff like that. He's kind of like fucking Forrest Gump, but like in real life, right? So he like went to the Marines and he had secret clearance and he came out. He worked at fucking NASA. He tried to tell everybody that aliens were real and no one fucking believed him. And then he came on like Univision Radio. Then he got on a podcast and he was a club promoter. And then he was like a teacher at a college, which is fucking crazy. And then he worked like in the oil field and shit like that. And then he moved to Portland. He ran away to Portland. And here we are. That's like the short end. There's lots of drama, childish women, mistakes, ex-boyfriends, girlfriends, a lot of infidelity I witnessed as a club promoter. You think that's why the Houston Astros are like, or the Houston fan base is okay with them cheating because they themselves have cheated on their significant other? What? I'm being serious. Anyways, so what I'm trying to say is I have always felt like a bystander, like a witness, a watcher of things, you know. I wasn't the star, but I was there. I saw that shit go down. Whenever the breakdance battle between Caesar and Eddie Munoz, San Jacinto, 2000, I don't remember what fucking year, we were in 8th grade. And Caesar lost the battle. I was there. I remember that shit. You know what I'm saying? So I've witnessed lots of important things like that. I mean, I did go to the Marines too and did some shit, you know, over there and worked on jets. Went into NASA college teacher. Now I'm back in school doing graphic design. So I'm learning how to be a designer. Like, it's pretty cool, actually. I get to do a lot of drawing and shit and be, like, creative, which is a little bit weird, you know, because I'm used to, like, with electricity, it's like, hey, this is broken. This is, there's an open, there's a short, this isn't working. And you're like, okay, it could be a load, source, or ground. It's either open or short. That's it. Let's fucking figure it out. As opposed to, like, graphic designing, they're like, hey, we want you to do something bright and brilliant, special, majestic. And as a veteran that's been told everything since like I was 18 to do what the fuck, so I'm like, okay, yeah, so like what does that mean? Do you want like a green triangle or like a yellow one, 7 of them, in what order? Like, yeah, tell me, bro. What's the fucking word? When you feel the same, some I empathize, I guess. Is that the fucking word? With AI. Like, dude, tell me exactly what the fuck you want. I'm a program. You know what I'm saying? And then I will do what you fuck you tell me. I can't read minds, you know? Tell me exactly. No, you guys might be like, oh, I know what that is. Autism. Maybe. I don't know. I'm from the fucking 80s. So we didn't get diagnosed with shit like that back then. People, you know how hard it is to convince old Hispanic people that, like, 1, autism in real, and like 2, like gay people exist and are accepted. Like, there is a generational gap of understanding and the way the world works and shit like that. You know, it's not as advanced as you guys think it is. And, it is as advanced as some at the same time. Cause it's a weird moment in time where many things are existing at the same time right now. Slavery exists inside the United States. You know what I'm saying? And people would be like, what? Black people? Like, no. In Houston, there's like a lot of human trafficking. From like places you wouldn't expect, to like Chinese buffets, dude. The workers there? Think they're all documented? It's just, you know, a lot of us work there. It's kind of hood there, but you know, you're trying to make money. So you're like, whatever, bro. You get paid under the table. Whatever. Like a rumor, so don't quote me on that. I'm high. Hey, man, Chem91, the fuck are you doing? We're gonna keep that in though, because we gotta document this. Because we're committed. Maybe like, hey, man, I'm gonna turn myself into the cops. Don't smoke Chem91. You're gonna start fucking telling extra shit to the cops. Or at least be like, oh, yeah? Tell us more. No, I shouldn't, but here we go. Fuck it, I'll tell you. This is a fuck it weed, bro. Chem91. I feel like that's what this is going on. Like, hey, I don't know, but let's do it. I'll figure it out. let's go. And that's what's happening, because I didn't want to start. I wanted to be like, all right, let me feel what's going on first before I start recording this podcast. And I didn't. So now I'm here sounding very Joe Biden-ish, bro. I feel like I'm Joe Biden, which is a good thing because he's paying for all this. So good. Is it? I hope I make sense, dude. I hope like enough of these sentences, because I'm very aware what the fuck's happening. Okay, that should be documented. I just can't stop it from happening. My mind just wants to, I feel like it's like my neglected child side. You know, like when you were a little kid, no one would listen to you. I know some of you guys might be like, what? My parents love me. Oh, yeah, throw it in our faces, jerk. You know, talking like old school Hispanics, when the fucking kid talked, they're like, hey, shut the fuck up. Grown-ups are talking. That raising, you know what I'm saying? The ones where they're like, hey, stay in this house by yourself all day long. I'm going to work. Don't open it for nobody. Babysitter, what? Just fucking stay here. There's food in the fridge. There's pizza. Shut the fuck up. Don't make no noise. Don't open the door for nobody. That's what I was raised in, you know? I know I told that. If you did that shit today, they'd be like, this motherfucker. And actually, that has happened. There's a lot of stories that I hear in the news that happened to me, and I'm like, can I sue my parents still? Or like, what the fuck's a limit of statute of limitations or whatever on crimes against me as a child? We're gonna sue somebody, you know? I'm not saying I'm gonna sue my parents. They're got no money, so I wouldn't sue them. They win the lottery though. I need therapy. I need to go to this resort. So my lawyer says, mom, we're serving you this paperwork for my mental health from a baby to now. Dude, my parents never told me about the birds and bees, right? They never told me about sex. So I have this like running joke that they don't understand. They don't get none of my jokes. I always tell them like, hey, are you guys going to tell me about the birds and bees and shit? Like, I have kids. Someone should tell me something sometime. I don't know if you have told your kids. You should talk to them. Tell them that's the weird thing about having kids. You gotta like tell them stuff. And a lot of people are like, they'll learn it off the internet. Here's a tablet. They'll learn it at school. Like, dude, you gotta like, or at church or whatever, you know, some of us don't do that. Some of us do. It's crazy because I'm running to my kids, like my kids' friends. You know, like sometimes I meet their parents. I told my kid too, like, hey man, meeting someone else's parents like a big deal. Just so you know, like, I mean, a complete stranger, and the chances of them being cool is like, I don't know. I'm not saying I'm the best catch as a friend or whatever, but hopefully I don't come off with no fucking weirdo vibes, you know. And some people do come off with weirdo vibes, like, oh, these guys are meth heads with a kid. They go to, okay. Okay, this makes a lot of sense. Okay. Cool. Hi. And then we gotta, like, fake talk to them, like, whatever the shit is, because our kids want to hang out together. Has that happened yet? I mean, I like the kids, but their parents, I'm like, I wouldn't hang out with you guys. I mean, I don't really hang out with a lot of people. I only hang out with coworkers. Like, that's the most, I like doing things with people that I like to make money together. If that makes any sense. As a club promoting, that's why I like hanging out with everybody. It's like, hey, I'm making money right now. You know, after that, like, why didn't you come around? Like, well, I'm not making no money. I don't like spending money. I don't know how you got, I'm Spanish called codo. Like, I'm cheap, bro. You know how much it costs to do shit just to go outside and do something fun? It's like $100. Fucking gas, a drink, something to eat, and then are you driving? Yeah, fill that gas tank back up. Like, dude, if you go for a long drive somewhere, it's $100, dude. Everything costs. To go outside, it costs money. Like, Jesus Christ, can't do shit without spending something. So that's what I worry about. Like, do I gotta make money to buy things like food? Food's important to me. I like it. I need it like every day, multiple times. So I'd rather do that than go drink alcohol, I guess. I don't know. I don't know why I'm saying this. So anyways, what I'm trying to get at is, I'm really looking at all these podcasts. I'm really looking at all these different podcasts, right? And I'm seeing like, okay, I guess this is a competition and I'm trying to better myself. So the listeners are like, okay, why should we listen to this guy? So here I got to promote myself. Like, oh, well, I was a college professor and I used to work at NASA. And I tried to tell people about aliens being fucking real and they didn't fucking listen. And now UFOs are real. So now I'm here to throw it in everyone's face. Now I'm playing. You know, because I see a lot of people on like YouTube and like Facebook and Instagram. They're podcasting, but like, what the fuck? Nobody knows. Okay. So one thing I kind of sucks about uploading the old episodes of Dirt, because it's season four, we had season 1, 2, and 3, obviously, it was called Dirtbag Radio back in the day, you know, those have been up this whole time. I took them all down. They're all up as NFTs now. That means you guys can buy them, upload them on YouTube, and you make the money off of them. I have not uploaded any of them on YouTube. I'm not going to. That's the whole reason. They're going to be for sale. You don't want to listen. You don't want to buy them. You just want to listen to them. You can go look at a Linktree dot whatever the fuck / Amaya 4000. It's like Linktree / Amaya 4000 with a period somewhere weird. Look it up. And on there, the Dirtbag Radio NFTs are there. You could buy them. And if you buy one, it's like $5. You have the rights to that episode. So that means if you want to edit it, let it like a little 4-minute clip, 6-minute clip, upload it and, you know, make some money off of that. That's all you, man. You have the rights because you bought the NFT. That's all it is. It's like buying the rights for the episode. I don't have them up anywhere else. These are all new episodes for Pound Bag Radio. So if you guys want to look at that, you guys can. If you guys came, okay, so this is what I'm trying to get at. I'm uploading these episodes, right? Everyone I interviewed isn't doing what the fuck. Like, there's a lot of people that were like artists. I look now, they're like plumbers, you know? So it's like, man, I mean, I guess history wise, like, yeah, this person was an upcoming artist. But like a lot of people fake the funk, dude. And we gave him a chance at Dirtbag Radio. We were just looking for guests. That's why I didn't take too much time to like. If someone came on the show, it's because they were contributing to the show. Like Wildin' Out. You know what I'm saying? Like Nick Wildin' Out. Like someone comes on the show, they're doing their games. They're not like interviewing them that much. They kind of are, but like you're doing their games, you know? So that's what Dirtbag Radio was. You come on the show, but we're still doing the fucking radio show. We're just doing it with you here, you know? And the radio premise was everyone tries to outdo each other. We had like news, Dirtbag Love Radio. We had a lot more listeners back then. Obviously, we're trying to gain everybody back and interview. And y'all would email with like questions about cheating on your whatever the shit or hooking up with a girl. Yo, man, there was a guy that emailed us when we were when I was in the Men's View back in like 2008. He was like 15 at the time. And he asked us, like, how should I lose my virginity or some shit. Like he said, I might lose my virginity. I need tips. I've never put on a condom or none of that crap. So we were like conflicted. Like we can't give an underage kid sexual advice. I'm like, hey man, this motherfucker's coming to us. It's our fucking duty to tell that, like, you know, what if his dad, you don't know people, like, his dad's not there, doesn't, you know, my dad never told me the birds and the bees and shit, so I was like, you know, we were kind of conflicted and giving sexual advice to an underage kid, but we're like, you know, it's a fan to the show, you know, he was 15, and I think I still talked to the guy on Instagram, pretty positive, like, hopefully I didn't mistake it for somebody else. This is the Chem91 talking here. I'm like 98% positive. There's like a 2% chance that's like, what if you mistook him and you've been talking to this stranger this whole time? Like, nah, dude. He was he remembers everybody. Is that dude? Yeah. So, Yeah, there's like old school, like internet connections, like since even like AOL, instant messaging, Yahoo rooms. I'm like fucking talking hieroglyphics to the young kids. So like I've grown up with the internet, right? Whenever it was like historic wise, I remember shit that happened on like MySpace and how everybody used to like code their shit with HTML. So whenever you would go to my MySpace page, it would be my fucking voice. Be like, welcome to myspace.com/Amaya4000. Every fucking time you went on my page, that my I would talk tell you, hey, welcome to my page, basically. Because I saw somebody else do it. So I was like, I want to do that. All right. So I had to stop because I forgot what the fuck I was talking about. And someone came downstairs. I have like roommates. I live with roommates. By that, I mean my children. I forgot it's fucking daytime, dude. Like this fucking stream made me forget that it's daytime. I thought it was nighttime. Like most of the time I do these like at 4 in the morning. It's 4 something or 6 p.m. or some shit. It's daytime right now. The sun's out. So people are doing shit, moving. I was like, yo, what the fuck all that noise? So KM91 makes you forget what time of the day it is. All more proof. Maybe Joe Biden smoking some KM91 in Washington, D.C. It is legal. It might be, you know. So what I was trying to get at, because I keep just blabbing on because this is what this is. I guess this is the side effect of the KM91 is you're going to be just saying sentences and maybe you get a paragraph. Maybe not. Will the paragraph have a main topic? We don't know. Hopefully. Most likely not, though. I would not recommend this if you're gonna go out and try to impress people. Like if you're trying to like impress a chick or something like on a date, oh yeah, don't do this because you're gonna talk and you, like you might how do I put this? Maybe have a chance of like having some sexual intercourse or whatever, you know? And then you smoke some KM91 and the more you talk. This lady's like, this is not someone I want to have sexual intercourse with. He sounds very stupid. So yeah, you know, if you're gonna by yourself, you know, masturbating, fucking perfect strain, you know. Trying to smooth talk, probably not. Or try to run the United States, apparently, maybe. You know? I sound like a hater right now, huh? All right, let's get off that shit because he pays for the bills, so we love him. Everything's going cool. This everything's fine. This is a I guess that reminds us check out the merch store. Please buy all the merch. All of it. Yeah. Amayan, what is it? Amayanproductions.threadless.com. So, what I'm trying to get at here is I've been studying podcasts. Because I'm trying to better myself for you guys and have like a good premise for the show, which I think premise wise, I think this is okay, right? I mean, that way you can like look up your strain and be like, hey, Gorilla Glue number 4, let me listen to that one. And you can be like, hey, yeah, he was just talking way too fast. Or, you know, we're recording this, you know, it's being documented for your science or whatever. Maybe in the future, they'll be like, hey, man, good thing this guy did all this stuff. And then we get to know. All the data, or I don't fucking know, dude. Maybe they'll give me a prize or some shit. Hopefully. We'll see, man. We won't bet on it though, you know. But we're not doing this for Grammys or anything like that. We're doing this to smoke for free. I mean, to document for science, bro. This is a scientific study. And so what I'm trying to get at is I've been studying, dude. I cannot get my fucking point out. What the shit, dude? All right, let me try to focus. Let me try to focus. All right, we're focusing. What the fuck's your point? My point is, listen to the show because the host is educated. What the fuck? Okay, that's not a good pitch. Let's do this again. So yeah, dude. Like I've been okay. So I guess that is my fucking pitch. You know, there's a lot of podcasts out there like, okay, what's the premise of this guy? Oh, well, he's a comedian. What about these people? Oh, they're Mexican and they're young and they're talking about their experiences. Okay, cool. I come from like both worlds of everything, and I've kind of been rejected from all the worlds of everything. Cause like, okay, if your parents are immigrants, right, whatever country they came from, you know this, if you're an immigrant offspring, I'm first generation immigrant, right? My parents are naturalized now, but I think they got here, in the 80s or whatever. Yeah, I was born here. So I'm American. And then eventually they became American, did paperwork, paid some fees or whatever the shit, got naturalized. And what the fuck was the point of that? All right. There was something about first generation. Oh, yeah, that's what I'm trying to get at. I didn't fit in either one. Okay. So, you're first generation. I would say my mom's from Mexico, right? I'm not Mexican, dude. They know, like, oh, this little kid was born in America. He don't know the Mexico. Dude, I didn't even know fucking Mexico had states. Like, all I know about Mexico is, like, how to play the accordion, and I love tacos. I don't know. I can't tell you what states what's where. I just found out not too long ago they had states. You know what I'm saying? My dad is from El Salvador. I know what state he's from. I couldn't point it for you on the map. I don't think I could point El Salvador on the map either. I kind of know the area, sort of, but like I wouldn't be able to tell you, like, no, it's right here, this little bend. Like, nah, I don't know that much. I just know it's like Central America, the little strip, the little landing strip of the United States and the America's landing strip, El Salvador. So, like, you're not accepted Hispanic-wise, but you know the customs. I was raised real Christian, so I know those customs. Then I went, like, atheist, so I know that whole mentality, you know what I'm saying? And then I did psychedelics, like, a lot of them. So I'm like, yeah, I got that. So then, I get all these checklists of accomplishments and stuff like that. I'm like, yo, overall, I know a lot, you know what I'm saying? I just want to talk directly to you and just, like, tell you what the fuck I know, what I smoked this week. And hopefully you guys stick around. Hopefully that makes sense. Hopefully I keep you guys entertained enough for you to stick around. If I sound stupid, hopefully I made you laugh, though. You know, trying to explain myself, or I don't know. Why do I sound like I'm begging for your attention? I'm not. I mean, I am. It's cool, you know, if you want to. If not, then, like, whatever. No, not whatever. Listen. Damn it. This is weird, dude. This is a Chem 91 making it subconscious that I'm just chilling here. Like, I know you guys are going to listen in the future. It's weird, huh? Like, okay. When we talk about something being mentally stimulating, you know, it's like ideas come into your head. Like, right now, it's becoming apparent to me because I'm high. Like, yo, you're making this vibration. These are ones and zeros. They're going to be stored on some cloud, some server, and then some people are going to be like, hey, this one, I want to listen to this file. That's what you're doing right now. You're listening to ones and zeros that I'm making, but you're like playing them back on your shit. That's crazy. Because Chem 91 is affecting my mind. All right, so what I'm trying to get at is, like, I've been, like, I was, like a referee, you know what I'm saying? Like Herb Dean from the UFC, you know, like, he did some MMA, but he's, like, not in there fighting, but he knows what's up, so he can kind of be like, all right, cool, I'll mediate shit, you know, between the left and the right. Like, I got friends on both sides, I'm not gonna argue with. For some reason, I look at everybody, this is probably fucked up, it's probably why I don't have that many friends either. I look at everybody as potential money, like, especially when I was in car sales. Like, yo, my friends, if they buy a car, they better buy it for me because I'm trying to give them the best deal. Plus, I make a little bit of money off of them, you know, because if we sell a car, they gave us money. So I was like, yeah, hell yeah, let me hook you up. And that way I could get some, like, a paycheck, you know. And so I always see that with everybody. I try not to burn bridges. Like, if there's a lot of people that I've noticed or have told me, like, hey, I heard you fell apart, you guys, like, y'all had a fall apart or something, whatever the fuck. I'm like, we had a what? Like, we did. I didn't even fucking know. Like, people have beef with me, and I don't have beef with anybody. Like, if if you're listening to this and you think we have beef, I have no fucking clue what the fuck you're talking about. Like, I'm here coding. That's my number one priority right now, is knowing how to fucking code these bouncing balls, because that's my homework and I need to pass it with a good grade so I can get a good job. And so, yeah, I sound like the stereotypical student, you know what I'm saying? But I'm in school right now too, so that way, like, I've come from the world. I've already tried. I've had government jobs. I've had regular jobs. I had a little business. I did like a underground business too, like club promoting. I was, you know, club promoters were all quote unquote CEOs of whatever the fuck entertainment, you know, but we don't, you know, a couple of us might LLC it, but why? It's all just cash. We're not, why would you report it? You know, but whatever. It's like strippers reporting their, you know, that's why it's so hard if you're a stripper or a dancer or a club promoter to get like loans out, because you're just getting paid cash. Whenever I was a club promoter, I think at the peak, I think like $3,000-$4,000 a week. I worked 4 hours, dude, taking $3,000-$4,000 home, all cash. You think I gave a fuck about paying taxes and like, oh, I do not have any reporting, nothing. Let's go eat some Chinese buffet or something. Let's go. It's on me, you know. And I'm old enough to where there's like statute of limitations, so who like gives a shit, you know? This is stuff I did like a long time ago, and it's just, it's weird, you know? Like, I'm going to school right now, and everyone I'm going to school with is probably like a little bit younger than my children. They could technically be like my children age if I have like a limited, you know, they could technically be my children if I, you know, fucked off earlier or whatever. So they're potentially could be my children age wise, you know. I'm not trying to make that like a, oh, I'm older than you, you know, but just, it's like, it's, there's a big generation gap, you know. There's language and behavior and logic. Like, what I'm finding out now being older in college is that a lot of people, I'm seeing history repeat itself. Things that happened when I was a kid, I'm seeing them happen exactly the same way. Like, hey, this has happened, I've seen this before, you know. And luckily now there's like Netflix documentaries that kind of show things, but like, I was there real time. And so it's like, I don't know how this is gonna play out, but I'm not gonna sit here, I'm not a superhero, I'm a graphic designer, you know. I'm supposed to make the art. I can report it, maybe one of you guys gets inspired or something, but I'm not gonna act on it. Learn too much. I'm just smoking Chem 91, bro. And we're reporting it, what it makes us feel, you know. But again, the background I have is like, I've grown up with the internet. I'm older. Like, I remember a time where there was no internet, you know, when MySpace was a thing. So with some of the younger people, they can't even fathom life without it. So, you know, we're trying to talk about life here. You're trying to get a podcast where you're like learning shit and getting different points of view. You know, I know shit, bro. I know shit about crypto. I've been following MMA since like I was 19 and 30. So like 20 years of MMA knowledge, like obsessive, you know. It's like a hobby, I guess. You know, I worked on cars. I have a scooter. I was a teacher at one point, you know what I'm saying? At a college or whatever. I know things. And I feel like I gotta tell somebody. Like, you know, usually you tell your sons and shit. I don't have any sons. I have all daughters. You know, girls don't give a fuck what their dads say. You know, I'm trying to tell them stuff like, duh, this isn't anime or whatever. Whatever. My kids, dude, I don't think they understand how expensive it is to fucking have a hobby. They just like switch from one thing to, I need my whole room to look like this person or I'm gonna die. And then you do it for them because you love them, and then like next year they're like, I don't like none of this, I need this new character. Like, dude, you can like the same character for more than fucking 3 months, dude. Please. I love you, but you're gonna have to love this anime motherfucker for like at least 2 more years. Fuck that. The amount of money that pillowcase costs, Hell no. You better love whatever the fuck this Demon Slayer shit is, you know? I don't even know what the hell, dude. I don't even know what these cartoons are or anything like that. I don't want to, you know? As an artist, I'm supposed to, I guess, but, like, we'll get to it later. Right now, I'm worried about Poundbag Radio and Chem 91, you know? Getting you guys this review so you guys can make a choice and be like, hey, man, obviously, I'm gonna smoke it. Yeah, I totally recommend it. We're just trying to find out when should we do this, you know? This is totally gonna fuck you up. If you just want to have fun, that's when I would do it. Not at an important time. I know some of you guys are like, why would you smoke weed? Dude, you'd be surprised. I remember working for a company in Texas, and the vice president smoked weed. Like, and he made me go buy weed for him in Houston, where we're like in Louisiana. Yeah, I think I just confessed to trafficking. Fuck. Chem 91, man. So it's a good thing is the statute of limitations. But if there's a reward, I will comply if someone reaches out. So I will sell myself for money. If you're the vice president and you need me to be quiet also as well, sir, I will gladly be sold out or whatever. Don't take me out. Just pay me money, bro. I'll be quiet. I keep secrets. Been keeping them this whole time. I think also, too, that's why a lot of people, like, slowly walk away from me, because I was there and I witnessed all y'all's drunken mistakes at the club, or, you know, or you were trying to make an artist of yourself, and now you're like an electrician or whatever, you know, a fisherman. I have a lot of people that came through the show and they were like a singer or whatever the fuck, and we're like, yeah, let's promote their new song, and like they're doing lashes now, you know, like it's a lot of effort was put into marketing your image, bro, from our part. I wish you would maintain it. So like all these podcasts, it's like getting like a baseball card and it like depreciated. Like, hey, this guy, where's he at now? Oh, he's a plumber. Oh, cool, I guess. I mean, shout out to like GT Garza and some of the Love Athena, you know, some of the people that have kept going at their level, you know. Hopefully that everyone, whatever they're doing, meets their goals, though. You know, I'm not trying to hate. It is, I just wish that, you know, you continue. I have friends, dude, that they're like rappers, and they came on their, like, their first ever, what do you call it? If you guys are like old school, we should probably be like, where are they now? Our first ever rap group that we brought on was some guys from Flatline Click on the Men's View. And I still talk to them, you know. One of them, like, ended up marrying someone I went to high school with or some shit like that. I have like kids and stuff now. I think they like run like a pawn shop, like a team of a sales team. So I keep asking them, when the fuck are they making the reunion? I think someone turned like to like a Christian rapper. I think maybe one of them still makes music, you know, but I don't think they're going to come with a CD anytime soon. I keep asking like repeatedly to the point where his wife told me to stop it. Stop encouraging my friend, his name's Chris, but I call him C-Flow. I'm not allowed to call him that anymore. It's like, imagine like if my wife started telling people like, hey, don't call him Amaya 4000. He's done with that. And that's what happened to some people. So rest in peace to the alter egos, all those rappers that are no longer rapping. Hopefully you guys are excellent plumbers and electricians and give extra good service, hopefully. And, you know, maybe you're rapping, freestyling while you're doing it, and it makes an enjoyable environment for everybody, you know. It is weird, though, because I interviewed you, and you seemed full of hope, and I feel some type of way. It's only been 10 years, and you already gave up on your dreams. Like, bro, I feel like I'm barely starting on mine, you know, even though I delayed 10 years. Like, fuck it, dude. If you're listening to this, and you came on the radio show, and you're like 40 and 50 now, fuck it, dude. Drop your new mixtape. Lil Boosie's still making. Is this? Oh no, is Boosie badass now, huh? Boosie Badass is still making music. He's old. Snoop Dogg made a fucking, is what is it, a boy band? It's him and Ice Cube. Technically, no, it's a man band, right? What is it? It's Snoop Dogg's part of a group of dudes that sing together. You know? So it's a different world now. Sky's the limit. There's like fucking hologram concerts in Japan and shit. You can put a VR headset on and like work from your home. Whatever you're trying to do, man, you can do it. I feel like Shallow Bow right now. All right, man. My point of the whole, I guess, damn, we're fucking out of time. We're way past time. So now I gotta wrap it up. So there you go, guys. Chem 91. I didn't get to my fucking point, I don't think. This is like the second episode. I have a point before I start. I know what I'm trying to say, but I don't get to it. I felt like Chem 91, like my brain was like, I was trying to get my paragraph out and it would just throw sentences in there. Like my inner child that my parents didn't listen to kept blurting out words. That's what it felt like or feels like. But we're out of time now. So all I can tell you is I was trying to convince you guys, give you guys a reason like why you should listen to it. Like, oh, you know, I have a good background. You know, I know shit. I've been around. Like internet wise, and like you guys went historic shit of the internet, the days of MySpace. You know what CPixel is? Yeah, of course you don't, because you weren't even alive. Let me tell you. Gather around, children. I'll tell you a story about a website called CPixel. You know, that's what I was trying to do. And I just kept blabbing on about, honestly, I don't even know what the fuck I've been talking about this whole time. Chem 91. I don't know what I just said for the past hour. And we're going to end it there. Fuck it. Funk Extracts. Check them out. www.funkextracts.com. This is Amaya 4000 with Poundback Radio. We just tested Chem 91, and I don't know what I just said for the past hour. Peace.